Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. Dr. Joyce Morley joins us. She's our psychotherapist, our relationship expert, motivational speaker, and writer. How are you this morning, Doc?
I'm doing fantastic, Twanda. How are you?
Wonderful. It's so good to be back.
I'm so glad to have you back. You know, each Sunday I turn on the radio in the morning and it was like, okay, where is my girl? Where is my girl?
She was recuperating, but she's good now. She's
good. Yes, we surely have missed you. So glad to have you back.
I've missed everybody. So today, this is a really tough one. Choosing truth or bondage for your life. And I asked Doc before we got on, you know, what was the premise of this? And I think everybody's going to be able to relate, don't you, Doc?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. And that's a good thing about it, because when you begin to look at, are we living a lie, mm-hmm. or are you living the truth? Mm-hmm. And too often we seem to rather live a lie than to live the truth, because we believe the truth hurt, but a lie can be detrimental, and it can also lead to your whole demise and your death.
I'm telling you. And you speak of that. Last week I was at the Lee Williams concert, and We took up an offering for IMPACT, which is for men with prostate cancer.
Mm.
And it was in honor of Dr. Charles Jackson, who had, he is a doctor.
Right.
When he went to the doctor, he has stage 4 prostate cancer.
Wow.
Okay. But guess, here's the clincher. His daddy had it and never told him.
Wow.
Never told him. His dad got cured. 4 sons. I believe he had 4 brothers.
Wow.
And never told them. So, of course, Dr. Jackson would not go to the doctor before that time, because he's thinking, we don't have any cancer in our family.
Right, right.
So he goes at the appointed time, and it's too late.
Wow.
Because somebody wouldn't tell the truth.
Wow.
And that's a life or death situation. We don't think about how things are going to affect us on down the road, or affect somebody else you love.
That's right. That's right. If there's going to be an impact, and any time we hide the truth, basically we're keeping secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And so we believe that the truth, as sometimes we'll say, you know, what you don't know won't hurt.
Yes, it will.
What you don't know can hurt, and it can kill.
That's right.
And so we've got to stop hiding the truth from our family, especially when you're talking about medical and mental health issues.
Yes.
We don't want to deal with mental health issues. We don't want them to know that Uncle Joe, we would laugh and say, oh, he was crazy. No, he was bipolar.
Right.
Let people put a name to it. If there's a name to it, then you don't have to worry about anything coming up later.
Mm-hmm.
It has
mm-hmm.
to be.
Absolutely. For a lot of families, you know, children are involved. I know one of our family members, a few of them, the guys, women told them, this is your baby. And they get along maybe 10, 12, 13, 15, some 18. And find out the baby was not theirs.
That's right. That's right.
And not that they don't love the kid, but that they've taken care of somebody else's kid and not giving that other father the opportunity to take care of their child or to even be in that child's life. That is crazy.
It's crazy. They hide these children, and that child grows up thinking that Big Mama is his mama, and really Aunt Jane was really your mama.
Right.
And then Uncle John was not your uncle. That was really your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so you start in a state of confusion, a state of perplexing, and where that child is so messed up later, and then people are saying, I wonder what's going on. What's the problem with that child? What's going on with them? Well, that child has lived a lie.
Yeah.
The family has lived a lie, but most lies are told not to protect the innocent, it's to protect that person who's keeping the lie going.
Yes, yes, yes. It's just amazing. And then, I know we have a young man in our family that happened. And, I mean, he's still ours. We love him because we watched him grow up. We watched him come out the womb. We watched him grow into a young man.
Wow.
But so he's still our family.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And we don't realize, we look at that life for the impact of now, but not realizing, and it's not so much of now, the impact and the effect and negative impact now is what's going to happen later.
Right.
And, you know, Mama and Grandma and them used to say, if you lie, you cheat, you steal, you kill, and you're going to have to kill to cover that lie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once you tell one lie, you got to keep telling the lie in order to cover the other lie, and you become a pathological liar.
Yeah.
This becomes your reality. You live in denial, and I don't mean denial river.
Mm-hmm.
I mean in denial. Don't even know that it's all a lie. D-E-N-I-A-L.
Mm-mm. And that's the thing. I remember asking a friend that I saw in college, this kid that used to just lie for no reason.
Wow.
And I said, how do you remember the lies?
Yeah.
That was my question.
Yeah.
I was interviewing back at college. I was like, how do you remember the lie that you told today from the lie that you told yesterday, from the lie that you told the day before? How do you remember?
Well, they get confused, Wanda.
Yes.
You know, they really get confused because they become it's a rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
They rehearse it. It becomes their reality. And so they begin to live it. And after a while, they believe it themselves. They've told it so many
wow.
times that they begin to believe it themselves. And so the way they remember it, because they actually rehearse it.
Mm.
They get up thinking about the lie that they told and figuring out the way that they can continue the lie the next day.
Wow.
Not realizing that not only are you telling a lie, you have become a liar.
Yes. Yes, yes. And it can take you down such a crazy road.
It really can.
Yeah.
It really can. And we don't realize that as you go down that path, you have people don't trust you. Nobody wants
right.
to be around you. Because once the lie starts unraveling,
mm-hmm.
it's like a mummy with all of that gauze unraveling. Your whole life begins to unravel, and you begin to find out that you're not who you said you were. And basically what you've been living is a lie, but you've been perpetrating a fraud.
Right.
And anytime you have a fraud, then you're going to have other consequences that come about where the people that you thought they knew you will find out you're not said that you were. So why am I going to trust you? So trust becomes an issue.
Yes.
So it's like a domino effect.
Yes, yeah. But, you know, and the thing about that is, and you know, I've seen people like this that lied their whole life, and then all of a sudden, you know, they turn their life around and they begin to be a better person. They're not lying anymore, but nobody believes them anymore.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So even though they're telling the truth, nobody wants to hear it.
Well, see, and then you have to look at defining truth. What's truth? And truth can't just be your reality. It has to be actuality.
Right.
It has to be the real reality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it comes down to whose truth are you talking about? Is it yours? Is it mine? Is it what's actually taking place? And what we have to realize is that as you go through that whole process is that a lie will not become a truth. Okay, but a truth most certainly can become a lie if you
yeah.
take it and twist it.
Yeah.
They use it twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we have ways of saying, oh, it's just a little lie. There is no little lie, and there is no white lie.
Right.
Isn't it amazing when we mention black that it's something dark
oh,
about
yeah.
it, but we
oh,
mention
yeah.
white, it can be something great about it, and we can take a lie and make it a white lie, and it's
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
No, whiteness does not make it greatness and does not make it truthness. It's still a lie.
Truly, truly. I know a lot of people are going through it, and we have so many examples of men and women who have met, whether face-to-face, online, whatever it is, and been told a lie, and then
yes.
when they see the person or get with the person or even marry the person,
yes,
something totally different.
It's totally different. And what we have to recognize is that you have to check people out. You
mm-hmm.
have to check situations out. And once you tell a lie, sometimes the nonverbals of a person can let you see that this person is not telling the truth.
Yes.
And one of the things you realize, Twanda, is that a person who lies all the time, the pathological, the extreme compulsive liar, is actually afraid of being who he or she is.
Mm.
That house that they say they live in on the hill,
mm-hmm.
that million-dollar house that they're telling you that they own, they're renting it or they're house-sitting. That Mercedes or that BMW, that 600 series that they told you that they own, they're leasing it, and they don't know when it's going to be picked up.
Wow.
That degree that they say that they have many times does not exist because
yeah.
they're so pathological that they keep trying to perpetrate, be someone they're not. They're not living the truth, and any time you're not living in truth, you're living in bondage. You're not free.
But, you know, I do know that for some people, like the guy that was on television, is kind of creepy and funny and crazy at the same time, who pretended he was a doctor.
Yes.
And was actually scrubbing in on surgeries.
That's right. That's right.
He believed
right.
he was a doctor.
That's
so
right.
there's some mental
right.
illness there.
You know, we have a lot of women, you know, and some of us as human beings, one of the things I found over time, Twanda, is that most of us don't want the truth.
Yeah.
We believe that the truth will hurt. We believe that the truth will be painful, but it's better to have the truth and deal with it now and get past that pain than to deal with a lie that will haunt you for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have women and you'll have men. They'll know. The brother's already told you he don't want to be with you. He's already told you that I'm not into you, I'm not interested. But you would rather him tell you a lie and fool you, and then later when you're balled up in a fetal position and you're holding your heart and your head in your hands and you're not knowing which way to go, he told you from the beginning.
Yeah.
Didn't he already tell you that woman you married and the spirit came and told you and you're questioning now? The truth was in front of you, but what we do with the truth, Twanda, we kick it aside because we believe, and you know, I always say this, people going to change. People do not change.
They grow through having awareness, insight,
and understanding. They do not change. And so we have to stop putting ourselves in that unpredictable position with a true lie you can't predict.
Yes. I think a lot of that is that we want what we want, and we want to make somebody who is not right for us right for us.
Yes.
It's not going to happen. We really believe that we have that kind of power.
That's right.
To make that happen. And
that's right.
Really interesting. I think I learned that in my 20s that I couldn't change anybody. And but my thing always when I was dating was, tell me the truth.
Right.
Whatever it is, please don't let me find out later.
That's right.
Because and I raised my kids the same way.
That's right.
So my boys always, they grew up telling me the truth.
You know, two of my pet peeves, and my children knew this, too. I'm like you, Twanda, is that don't lie to me and don't lie on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can take it. And so what you're saying to me when you tell a lie is that I have a split down the middle of my face. Yeah, I do have two cheeks, but it's not the bottom cheeks. But that's what you're saying to me when you look at me. This lie is she's a fool.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell her anything.
Mm-hmm.
She's stupid. She's crazy. You are basically denouncing who I am and pronouncing who you want me to be.
Yeah.
When you tell me a lie. And then we'll say, you know what? If it's not broken, don't fix it. Well, eventually it will come to light, but it was broken from the beginning when
right.
you tell a lie. And if you want to have those chains and shackles on your heart, your mind, and who you are, including your spirit, keep telling lies.
Yeah.
But if you want to be free, you tell the truth. No matter how it seems
mm-hmm.
to hurt,
mm-hmm.
no matter where it carries you, you will get further along if you deal with truth and not with lies.
That's right. I know for me and my ex-husband, who was a crack addict, would just lie. You know what kind of lies they tell.
Yes,
just,
all the time.
Somebody be stupid stuff. But he would just lie and lie. And after a while, I was just so sick of it. And I said, why are you lying to me? Do you think I'm stupid? No, he didn't think I was stupid. But he just thought, I can't deal with my reality, so I'm going to lie to you
about it.
Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I'm just going to keep lying.
Mm-hmm,
I used to tell him it's not going to change anything when you lie.
Yeah,
the situation is what
anything.
It is. Right.
Right. Right. And so we believe that if we tell a lie, again, going back to, it was just a little white lie,
mm-hmm.
we make up things. But those things come back to haunt us.
They do.
And as you said, the guy who would, you know, was a pathological liar,
mm-hmm.
how do you keep up with that lie? They become a lie. They become a liar.
Yes.
And they don't know how to live the truth because of the fact that they've lived a lie all their lives. So their lives is one big lie. All they have is the L-I in front of life. It's the same as the L-I-E in front of lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to do that in order to save face and believe that they're actually going to be found out. But isn't that a horrible way to have to live?
It is.
It's a horrible way.
It's to me, it's like being a secret agent and you looking over your shoulder all the time.
Right, right. And anytime you got to look over your shoulder, turn your head around, look behind your back,
mm-hmm.
and you're always, am I going to be found out?
Right.
The guy who's married. And who doesn't tell the woman that he's married,
yeah.
but he has an affair.
Yeah.
And he thinks that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, as the old folks just say, the cover will be pulled from over them.
Oh, yeah.
And the truth will come to light.
Mm-hmm.
The truth has to come to light. And the truth is light. And
mm-hmm.
what we don't realize is a lie is bondage and darkness. It doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't carry you anywhere. All it does is keep you clothed in darkness and kept in the closet.
So let's just talk about for a moment us people who inside of themselves have chosen bondage, like not being truthful about who they are or where they are, especially about being who you are and being honest when you look at yourself and say, this is who I am. Or I've seen like there's a young person I know in their 20s who is like living the life, as a grandparent say, living the life of Riley. Living the life, you know, traveling everywhere, doing everything, killing it on social media with the celebrities and this and that
mm-hmm.
and all of that. But on the inside is so broken,
mm-hmm.
is so absolutely broken, and having to do all kinds of little nasty stuff to get where he or she is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what about that, the bondage in life inside of you?
Well, you know, the person who is a liar, pathological liar, that person who is that liar that has to be out there pretending that they're somebody that they're not, trying to hang with the stars. And, you know, Erykah Badu had the great record about it, you know, Call Tyrone, and she talks about all
oh,
of that.
Yeah.
Is the fact that what you have are people people who don't love themselves. Mm. They're unhappy on the inside. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing, they're looking on the outside to fix that that's broken on the inside. They're looking for that crutch instead of being able to stand on their own two feet. They're leaning on other people and leaning on other things in order to try to fix who they would like to be or where they would like to be, and not realizing that the real truth is on the inside. So until they learn to love themselves, until they come to accept themselves no matter what they have, don't have, where they live and where they don't live, whether they're in a hoopty, whether they're in a Mercedes, if they're on the top of the hill or in the bottom of the valley, mm-hmm. until they deal with that, they will not be able to be a whole person. That person is fragmented, that person is broken, and that person cannot be put together. It's like a mixed-up puzzle. How do you find the pieces? The pieces over there, when it comes to lying, and that person who's perpetrating that fraud, pretending they're somebody that they're not. They're miserable when they're home. They're miserable when they're out of the sight of those people that they're perpetrating with. So until they get some help, and most of these people need therapy, Twyla, probably something has happened to them in their childhood. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're trying to run away from something or run towards something. And so either till they find who they are, they're going to keep running. And it's hard. And you say, well, I'm running to something, but they don't identify what that is because they don't know.
So it's anything.
It's anything.
It's anything at that point.
Right. It could be abuse. It could have been abandonment. Yeah. It could have been rejection. It could have been their color. You know, I'm darker. Or the fact that I'm mixed. Mm-hmm. All those things can come in there and could drive people to want to run away from themselves and trying to run to something else, but that's not their reality.
You know, and I told that person that one day you're going to have to sit down and face your life.
That's right.
You're going to have to face your past and where you are today. And you're really going to have to deal with you. And they're like, well, until that time, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I say, okay, I hope you live through it.
Well, the sad part about it, what we do is we pray that it's not too late, because usually by the time it happens, it breaks them. It's a sudden fall.
Yeah.
And so they look at that lie and perpetrating that fraud is a process. But the uncovering usually is an instantaneous type situation. And so it happens all of a sudden, so they're in the news. I remember there was a guy that, matter of fact, used to teach at one of the colleges at the AU Center, and he said he was a psychologist. He was all on TV, and when I was on another radio show, he would be there, and he always carried a book in his arm. And I would say to my co-host, why does he always have a book in his arm? And but he never could face me.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't face me. Well, he couldn't face me because he didn't have a degree. He was not Dr. So-and-so.
Right.
That book he really didn't write. And so he always steered clear of me. And one thing about a liar or the perpetrating fraud is that person knows the truth and they meet it and they're going to avoid it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be in – there's a light that shines around truth in people. And so people who will tell it like it is and be able to stand on the truth, and we, you know, the Bible said, hey, the truth will set you free.
Amen.
When we begin to look at that, that person avoids, and this is what this guy used to do. And finally he was on a reality show, and they did some research and found out he wasn't who he said he was.
Wow.
And I remember being on a TV show in New York, and they said, okay, Doc, we're going to have this person on with you. I said, you can have him on, but I will not be on a stage with him. I stand for truth, and I know he's a liar.
Yeah, yeah.
And so when you look at that person who wanted to be Dr. So-and-so, and he taught for a couple of years. They allowed him to teach for a couple of years.
Until they found out.
They didn't find out.
Mm.
And I was surprised that people who went through the psychology classes didn't sue the school, didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And then everybody looked at him because he was a charming young man.
Mm-hmm.
He had locks all down his back. He knew how to get in there. He was debonair. He was very distinguished looking. But when he opened his mouth, you can tell that there was nothing behind it.
Mm-hmm.
There was no substance whatsoever.
Mm-mm-mm.
But people bought into that lie, and what they did, they perpetuated that lie with him and continued it. So it gave him fuel.
Yes.
We have to be careful how much fuel are we giving people to continue their lies and helping them be in bondage when we know the truth.
That's right.
You don't have to wait till you get to the family reunion or get them in public and call them out.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I think it comes down to saying to a person, hey, now you know I know the truth. So I really would appreciate it, using your iMessages, I really would appreciate it if when get in here with the family reunion, you don't bring up all that stuff. I'm not going to feel comfortable. I will not be able to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer willing to support you in your lies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer willing to support you in your disguise, because that's what a lie is, a big disguise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's true. And it's happening every day. We've got to deal with us.
That's right. That's right. It's getting with someone, dealing with your past.
Yeah.
dealing with understanding who you are, accepting who you are. Because as long as you're not accepting you, those chains and shackles are on your mind, they're on your spirit, they're on your heart, they're on your feet, they're on your hands. You can't really have true, real relationships. And so when you don't have real relationships, you're not really living. You don't have a life. That's that bondage. But to be free and say, hey, I don't have anything. Here's who I am. No, I'm not driving a car. I don't live in a big house. But I have the grace of God. I am somebody. Look at me. God doesn't make any junk. You know, I might not have hair all down my back, but what I have, I keep it up. Mm-hmm. I might not have Gucci and Lucci and everything else, but I have a purse to carry my stuff in. I might not be able to wear a Brooks Brothers suit, but when I step out there, I'm clean. I smell good. So either you accept me for who I am, because I've already done that, well, then I don't even need this situation. Wow. Because it's not a relationship.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That is so true. It's so true. Choosing truth or bondage for your life, really, you know, if you're not looking inward, things will never change.
That's right. It will never change.
No.
You start with you. Everything starts with you,
yes.
And everything ends with you.
Yes.
And
yes.
The minute that you're willing to say, let me look at myself, let me take a journey with me,
mm-hmm.
You'll stop getting out of one situation into another situation looking for something and wind up with anything that turns out to be nothing.
Mm.
Starts with you. I tell you, Twanda, it is such a freedom to be able to be okay with you, to accept yourself. And that last situation didn't work out, don't try to rush into another time.
Wait,
because all you're going to be doing is living a lie.
Mm, and carrying that little baggage on to the next one.
That's right. That's right. And so it's easier, you believe,
mm-hmm.
to be in bondage because of the fact that nobody seems to know. But there's a greater power that's looking on you, and eventually, just like you wake up in the morning, you throw that covers off to get out the bed, that cover is going to be pulled from over you. And the pain of being uncovered and being discovered is going to be harder than if you were to just be yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great conversation, Dr. Joyce. Tell folks how they can reach out to you.
Twanda, they can go to my website at www.drjoyce.com. That's www.drjoyce.com, or they can call me at 770-808-6570, 770-808-6570. And Twanda, I'd like for them to go and like my fan page on Facebook, and if they go to my website, they can follow me on Twitter, they can follow me on LinkedIn. So there's so many different places that we can keep connected.
All right, all right. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Joyce Morley.